New Jersey's got a lot of historic wows. From Victorian beach towns to Revolutionary War battlegrounds. Explore wow after wow at more than 463 historic landmarks. In museums, lighthouses, and over 58 state and national parks. It's one wow after another, you get it. Find your wow at visitnj.org/history. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.
So you might have heard tell the election's coming up, and there's a lot of numbers and a lot of data and a lot of facts and figures and flow charts and pie charts and bar charts and charts, and they got all these new fancy ones that move and all that. I don't know how all that works. There's a lot of numbers and data in this one. So let's talk about the numbers and data and some polling numbers. No, I don't mean the polls about who's going to vote for who. I mean the polls about who's paying attention to the race or not, because that's an important part of the media environment we find ourselves in that doesn't get talked about enough. Who's actually paying attention to all this noise? Now, one of our core values on Herd Tell is turning down the noise, and part of that is understand who's listening in the first place. Pew Research just put out some very interesting data for October that goes back to September, and they found a number that about 69% of people that they polled is paying very close attention to the election. Now, why is that number important? Well, in 2020, they did this same thing again right before the election, and in September, they found that about 67, 68% of Americans were paying really close to attention to the election. And that number is important because the turnout of that election was about 67%. So the amount of people that were really, really paying attention in the survey was really close to the voter turnout. And voter turnout matters a lot in an election. That was a very high voter turnout as elections go. Both President Biden and former President Trump bettered their totals. It was a record-setting election in a lot of ways. So fast forward to 2024, September, the month we just ended, Pew Research found that 69% of people they talked to were paying very close attention to the election. So if we figure that the turnout is going to be somewhere between 65 and 69%, with the last election being 67, that tracks. That makes sense. But inside of that number, how are people actually feeling about the election? Because there's a lot of narratives about, well, there was the double haters before Joe Biden stepped out. And now there's the, well, do you like Trump or don't like Trump? It's an up and down referendum on Donald Trump, the person. People are trying to figure out what they think of Vice President Kamala Harris, and on it goes. This data has a very important point, though, in it. This number is interesting. About 6 in 10 Americans, 60%, this is from Pew, I'm quoting, are worn out by so much coverage of the campaign. And a lot of people say, well, I'm just sick of it all. Well, about 60% say they are, but almost 40% say they're like seeing a lot of the coverage. It's a 60-40 split. That doesn't really fit a lot of the narratives. Everybody's like, I'm just tired of it. I know I'm tired of it. I'm ready to go talk about something other than the election. But a 60-40 split, that's pretty divided on a lot of things. Here's the trick to that number that we need to know about going into this election, though. That number is about the same as it was in 2020. That number is about the same as it was in 2016. There's been this narrative going around. I've seen some people that I really respect when it comes to media that I listen to. And they've kind of been pushing this thing that this is the last of the mainstream media elections. Mainstream media, of course, is terminology that you can make mean whatever you want to. But first time I really started hearing it, you had people like Rush Limbaugh talk about it. And even the mainstream media, whatever that means themselves, kind of picked up on it. Legacy media, news networks, of course, ABC, CBS, NBC, cable news networks, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, as it came along online. But also newspapers. New York Times is still influential. The Washington Post has dominated headlines for the last 2 or 3 days for bad reasons because of their non-endorsement and the exodus from them. But another thing to think about when you're talking about mainstream media is online outlets are now mainstream. We have online news outlets that have been around for 30, 35, almost 40 years in some cases. Not just the ones that transferred from print or TV media to digital. Outstanding digital outlets that just started on digital. We're a full generation into the internet age now. One thing to think about as we put together this mainstream media narrative of, is this a lax election, is it's not true. I would tell you, and I think the data proves with what we just talked about with these 60-40 splits on who's paying attention, I think the last mainstream media election was actually 2016. Remember, people forget, Donald Trump started out at something like 1% in those polls. Remember the big hubdo when things like, you know, the Huffington Post said, we're not going to cover him as a candidate. This is all entertainment. Remember that? How'd that work out? And Donald Trump slowly but surely went through the Republican field like a knife through butter. They all capitulated. You remember the Ted Cruz vote your conscience bit, all of that. And now the Republican Party is completely dominated by Donald Trump. But in 2016 and 2015, the campaign led up to it, that shocked everybody. Even the pro-Trump people were shocked by it. There's something that is happening in news media right now that I don't think gets talked enough about. And the reason I say this isn't the last mainstream media election, 2016 really was, is because the changing business models and the declining cable and TV ratings and the increase in the same Pew data, and we'll link to it in the social media and on the Substack at hertel.substack.com. We'll link to this data. The split in news media is not actually partisan. It's age. People over 50 get their news still through TV, newspapers, print media, things like that. The younger generation, 40 and under, they get over half of their media from social media, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, those things. And my cohort, those 40 to 60 year olds, you know, I'm 44, you know, kind of the youngest of the Xers, if you will. They actually have diversified. They get it from all three. They get it from digital. They get it from traditional sources. They get it from social media. So that's the divide. And what has really happened in news media is when Donald Trump won in 2016, it hit the pause button on the evolution away from the old, for lack of a better term, mainstream media, because Donald Trump was extremely good for business. Even as sales fell, revenue fell, ad revenue failed, their viewership went down, they were making a lot of money off Donald Trump for the last 9 years. Donald Trump is the best thing to ever happen to news media, they think. Problem is, it's a temporary thing. No matter how the election goes, whether he wins or not, the man's still 78, 79, pushing 80. He's not going to be on the scene long term. And if you're a news media company, you better have long-term planning, because you got to figure this thing out. And a lot of them just thought they didn't need to figure it out for a few more years because they can just cover Donald Trump nonstop. And he, good, bad, and indifferent. He's good for business. We have whole media outlets just based on supporting Donald Trump. We have whole media outlets just based on being anti-Trump. And God bless. I hope everybody makes a lot of money and eats well and takes their kids on wonderful vacations. But that business model is not sustainable because Donald Trump's not going to be around forever. The reason I say 2016 was actually the last mainstream media election is because he put the pause button on the changes that the traditional news media, network news, newspapers, things like this had to do to change, to adapt, because they could just cover Trump and cover up some of those issues. And the Washington Post just found out about it with their non-endorsement and the problems they have with who owns them and who doesn't. Twitter is going through this with the Elon Musk buyout. You have news media outlets that are trying to decide, like newspapers who are trying to decide, do we go the nonprofit route? Full disclosure, I am a paid contributor to a nonprofit news outlet, a state newsroom outlet. I don't have any problem doing that. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a healthy thing. But they go to a nonprofit model. Can they go to a digital model that makes them money? Things like CNN now, their new head is actually the guy that worked for the BBC for a long time. And he put together the New York Times digital content, which has been very lucrative and made the New York Times a real digital presence. He's now in charge of CNN. You can see how this stuff is all starting to go together. So when you hear these narratives about the media, and you specifically hear the media narratives about is 2016, 2020, 2024, 2028 the last of any kind of media? No, it's not the last. It's different. 2016 was probably the last one because Donald Trump covered up a lot of these changes. And when you look at this data, these 60-40 splits on a lot of things, here's one more 60-40 split that might surprise you. About 58% of the country, pretty close to a 60-40 split, thinks the coverage of the election is just fine. Go figure that one out, because that doesn't match what you see on social media. But that's what people tell you when you actually talk to them. These things are kind of complicated, and this data, you know, lies, damn lies, and statistics. You can get them to say anything, right? But this is consistent. 60-40 split on this. 2016, 2020, 2024. Folks have found their groove in the new media environment. And it's the a la carte news that they can get exactly what they want. one more data point from this Pew as we talk about the data of this election and polling of this election. What has happened in this, now that we're a full generation into digital online news media, and now we're 15 plus years into smartphones, which really changed it because now it's in the palm of your hand. The biggest thing going with this data, people get the news they want. And when you're getting the news you want from the outlets you want to get them from, you tend to believe it a whole lot more because you chose it and you picked it and you tunnel vision yourself down into it. We've advocated over and over again. I know it's hard. It's hard for me. I get into my little grooves and ruts and windows and have to push myself to get out of it. You need to take in a wide berth of this stuff, because if you just take in the same content all the time, you're going to start putting back out the exact same content all the time. News media is changing, especially journalism on your television screens, your device screens, and it's starting to affect how we view elections. But we have some data now from the last three presidential elections, counting this one, that people have found a groove. So whatever the mainstream media used to be, now what we refer to the mainstream media ought to be this 60-40 split on how people view news media in an election year, because we keep doing it. If it happens once, might be coincidence. Happens twice, it's a pattern. This is the third time, happens again, we got ourselves a habit. More Herd Tell right after this. All the music on Herd Tell is provided under a Creative Content license from MonsterCat.com. Somos la máquina.